$10,000, then your family with a $10,000 contribution would be eligible for nothing. Mm. But what people need to do is everybody needs to just log onto the internet and look at the collegeboard.com, type in estimated family contribution, and there's, you'll find a calculator, which is a calculator to determine how much you as a family can contribute. Now, in most cases, if it's a poor family, the contribution would be zero.
Okay. Well, I believe we're going to PSA, or I'm being signaled that. Yeah? All right. So join us in a few seconds, and we'll be right back.
My father was a great hitter, but he knew that life was about more than just one game.
The easy way out, or the right thing to do.
So when that umpire made a bad call that ended the game for Dad,
no matter the decision,
and then needed help with his car, my father made the right call.
The easy way out,
helping others,
or the right thing to do.
Pass it on. A message from the Foundation for a Better Life.
Today's teenagers, the way people talk, you'd think they can't do anything right. It's just not so. We get to know over 300,000 kids a year, smart kids, who know what they want. They believe in themselves, and they believe in America. Some go straight to college. Others choose to learn leadership, discipline, courage, and commitment first with us. Today's military, making a stronger America, one good kid at a time.
All right, hello, welcome back to Right There, Right Then. I am Johnny Aaron, and my guest once again is Marilyn Goodman, a, what is it? Exactly?
Academic counselor.
Yes.
Which, right, the high school counselor at King Drew Magnet.
Oh, okay.
High school.
All right, very good. So we were just talking about the middle class getting money to apply for college, but what I'm confused about is grants. They are for, I thought that they were need-based.
Grants are need-based, but, you know, there's need and need. And, for example, as a teacher, when my children went to college, they qualified for grants as well as scholarships. Mm. So need is not necessarily poverty. Mm. As I'm saying, like, well, for example, the Cal Grant A, which does require that you have, that students have a better than average GPA, but they range up to maybe incomes of about $85,000 to $90,000 a year to receive that grant. Most grants require the income to be something under $100,000. Mm. But scholarships, of course, can be much higher, and colleges can give financial aid which is not grants. Mm. Colleges have a lot of financial aid that they give. So for families that have more than that, the important thing is to figure out with the estimated family contribution calculator, figure out how much your family, how much the colleges think your family can afford. Because that's the amount that would be subtracted from whatever the colleges would offer you.
Well, is it a very specific gradient, or is it like you drop down if you're just a little bit above a certain income level, or is it?
No, it's a very gradual gradient,
okay.
Yeah.
So you can pretty much get a fair.
Absolutely. Right. I mean, I think it's quite fair. And then, of course, there are some schools that give just pure merit scholarships in addition, as well as, now, everyone who's planning to go to college, whether they're doing grants or not, whether they qualify financially or not, mm-hmm. should really look into scholarships. And that, with the internet today, that's such an easy thing to do.
Hmm.
Most students seem to be part of the fast web, and if you're not part of the fast web, those of you who are listening here, by all means, just, you know, log on to fastweb.com, because that's really a good source. You give them information, and you'll get lots and lots of leads on scholarships that fit your particular qualifications or accomplishments or, you know, disabilities or interests or whatever.
Mm.
So the fast web is a good source of scholarships, as well as, of course, the college office at any high school, where they receive many, many scholarships.
All right, well, let's say you've got the money figured out and everything. Mm-hmm. So now, there are different kinds of after high school places that you can go. You could go to a community college or a university, public or private. Or what? Can you explain the differences between these?
Okay, well, a junior college, it depends, assuming that you want to study something which is going to require studying for 4 years or more.
Mm.
mm-hmm. as opposed to studying a trade. If you wanted to study a trade, then probably a junior college would be a good place. Rather, by the way, than going to a private trade school that's expensive. There are many of these private trade schools that advertise on TV that cost maybe $20,000 a year with no financial aid. They say they have financial aid, but it's almost totally loan. Mm. And you can get the exact same thing free at a junior college. Not only can you get it free at the junior college, but at the junior college you can get financial aid with it so that you're both attending and receiving maybe $5,000-$6,000 a year extra to help you with little expenses you have to help out at home or whatever. So, but that's the junior college. Now, with a Cal State, students generally decide to go to a Cal State either because they want to major in something that the Cal State specialize in, such as maybe, you know, nursing or some program which is more available at the Cal States. Sometimes maybe architecture or, you know, something that's particularly good at a particular school. Or maybe because they want to study engineering and it's very, very difficult to get into the UCs in engineering and the Cal States are not impacted or they're not overbooked that they cannot accept students. So those are reasons that a student might want to go to the Cal States. Also, you can have a much lower GPA to go to the Cal States than the UCs. Although now, starting with the class of 2003, the entrance requirements for the Cal States are exactly the same as the UCs in terms of course requirements. They're not the same in terms of GPA and grades that you need to have, but they are the same in terms of what classes you need to take to get in. Now, private colleges are a wonderful place, and many people think they can't afford private colleges. But private colleges have great advantages, and of course the biggest advantage is the smaller classes and the more personal care and the more personal attention and just a smaller environment. You don't have any of these classes, these UC-type classes with 1,000 students. And on the other hand, some people like the UC commotion and the UCLA and the football and the, well, USC is private and is the same as UCLA in terms of commotion and football, but most of the private colleges are a little quieter and a little bit more just sedate and opportunity to get to know people and to have counseling and to have personal attention.
More personal?
Yes.
So you mentioned the trade schools. Those are, those like,